It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
Today, we're breaking the rules a little bit. What's going on?
I'm on a 6-day trip through Central America. So we're in the middle of a 2-week challenge. And I'll remind everyone what that is in a moment.
So this week, we have a celebrity edition of the puzzle. Our victim or our victor or however you want to look at it is NPR and Weekend Edition favorite Felix Contreras. Welcome, Felix.
Thank you very much. I'm slightly nervous. I ain't gonna lie.
Don't be. You got this. So for the very few people out there who don't know, Felix is, of course, co-creator and host of Alt Latino, NPR's radio show and podcast celebrating Latin music and culture since 2010. Felix, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes, I am. I'm ready. Let's try this.
Take it away, Will.
All right, Felix. First of all, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, man.
I'm going to give you 2 4-letter words. Add the same 2 letters at the front of each of them to complete 2 common 6-letter words. For example, if I said Mire, M-I-R-E, and Vice, V-I-S-E, you would put A-D in front to make admire and advise.
Okay.
There we go. Number one is dish, D-I-S-H, and peer, P-I-E-R.
2 letters.
Yeah.
Dish?
Yeah. What goes in front of dish? And I'll give you a hint. It's something you might put in a salad.
Radish.
There you go. And
rapier.
Yep. The sword. Like a sword.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Number 2 is bile, B-I-L-E, and rose, R-O-S-E.
Bile and rose.
And I'll give you a hint. The first one is a kind of phone.
Oh, mobile and morose.
You got it. Rink, R-I-N-K, and tick, T-I-C-K.
Drink?
Oh, it's got to be 2 letters. You put just 1 in front. It's got to be 2 letters that go in front.
I hear the whole country yelling at me. Give me
and
the
I'm
answer.
Not being much help. Rink.
Okay, and here's a hint. What if you make something smaller? What do you do to it?
Oh, shrink.
Shrink and shtick, yes.
Yeah, there you go. Shtick, okay. All right.
All right. Loon, L-O-O-N. And tire, T-I-R-E.
Balloon? No, not balloon.
Yeah, balloon. You got another L.
An L.
Yeah. If you lived in the Old West and you wanted a drink.
Oh, saloon.
Saloon and
Satire.
There you go. Try this. Oral, O-R-A-L, and ashy, A-S-H-Y.
Oral and ashy.
Coral?
Yeah.
It's got to be 2 letters in front, though.
Coral, C-H. Wouldn't that
be coral. Coral, interesting.
Yeah,
yeah, but there's no such thing as chashy. So sorry.
Chloral? That's not a word.
No.
Oh, floral and flashy.
All right,
no hint necessary. Okay, and here's your last one. Easy, E-A-S-Y, which this puzzle is not. And your second word is ouch, O-U-C-H.
O-U-C-H.
And here's your hint. The first word describes certain food.
Oh, greasy and grouch.
Greasy and grouch. Good job.
Woo! Okay.
You did great. That was Felix Contreras. Please go listen to his excellent podcast, Alt Latino, and stay tuned because they're relaunching it. Felix, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you. Do I get a pen?
You should. Yes, we're going to get you a lapel pen.
I will walk across the hall at the building and
yes,
go get it.
Yes, and we will give it to you.
Thanks a lot, Will. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Felix.
All right, Will, tell us about this 2-week challenge.
Yeah, it's a creative challenge. The object is to write a sentence using only the letters of any particular U.S. state. You can pick the state and repeat letters as necessary. For example, if you chose Oregon, you could say, Roger, go gorge on green eggnog. Or if you chose Nebraska, You could write, Senator Ben Sasse's sneakers reek, and that's S-E-N period. And Ben Sasse actually is a U.S. senator from Nebraska. So entries will be judged on originality, sense, naturalness of syntax, humor, and overall elegance. No more than 3 sentences per entry, please.
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just 1 entry, please. Our deadline for entries this time is Wednesday, August 17th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Because for this challenge, Will is going to need some extra time to judge all of your very creative answers. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call at the regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, Thursday, August 18th. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.